Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. The text is the gospel lesson just read. This text is not trendy, but it is ever timely. This text does not promote a self-serving purpose for earthly living, but the necessity and the priority of the forgiveness of sins. The Christian religion and church is a religion and church of the forgiveness of sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, as he earned that forgiveness through his suffering, death, and resurrection. Christ established the church and ordained this office of the holy ministry that forgiveness of sin could be proclaimed throughout the world. Everyone who believes this message of the forgiveness of sins through Christ is saved, plain and simple. The Lord furthermore added holy baptism and holy communion to his word as the means to remove any doubt about the forgiveness of sins. He also commissioned his church to absolve every sinner individually who confessed his sin in private, and he promised that he would recognize such absolution on Judgment Day. Unfortunately, it is quite common today that people are disappointed when the mood of excitement fades from what is passed off as worship in the midst of entertainment, where Jesus is presented as nothing more than director of one's moral life and presenter of rewards to the social do-gooder. The mood of excitement fades, for there is no answer in such a setting to the doubts and disappointments resulting from sin, guilt, and their consequences. Instead, deeper doubts set in, as the question of having enough personal faith to overcome life's challenges and problems looms larger in one's heart and mind. Could it be true that my faith is insufficient? How can I get more? How many times more will I be told that I'm not yet worthy of any attention from the Lord? Here in the text is the answer and the understanding. Jesus had healed many people in his ministry, but the physical healing was always a visible sign of a deeper healing of salvation. The spiritual healing, the salvation through faith in Jesus Christ, was more important. Yes, Jesus really did heal this paralyzed man and so many others, a true miracle, but he did more. He also made the man whole in the sight of God. Jesus gave this gift freely to him, and he received it through the gift of faith. His wholeness before God through faith is shown for the crowd, including those scribes, to see in the actual physical healing. The healing was not the main thing. Rather, the important message is that by the authority of the Son of Man, he was saved or healed before God in the forgiveness of sins. The visible healing was simply the public demonstration of his deeper, more profound healing in forgiveness, as we heard it proclaimed as well in today's introit. How is it possible then that a man, the called and ordained servant of the word, can forgive sins? C.F.W. Walther explained it this way. Of course, absolution would be invalid if God had not commanded it, but God has commanded it. Just as I can instruct someone to make a communication in my place to an enemy of mine, informing him that I am reconciled to him. At absolution, we say nothing but what has happened. That is the precious truth, that forgiveness of sins has been acquired. End of quote. Here is the power, the authority to forgive sins, and not the authority of a CEO. Christ assures us that this authority, this power, was indeed given to men. He has commanded his Christians to proclaim this forgiveness of sins in the Holy Christian Church among the communion of saints. Thus, the emphasis on the church as a mercy place. As we deal with the destructive nature of sin on the body, mind, and soul, first, we take up the problem of sin as Jesus did in this instance by his absolution. And through this blessed gospel, the mind of the sick is set at ease, the nerves relaxed, their bodies restored according to the will of the great physician. The healing miracles, such as this one, bear witness along with the authoritative word of the Lord to the fact that in the cross of Christ, God has eliminated all sickness and disease and has made us whole in his sight. He has not promised to give each of us total physical healing this side of eternity, yet he has given us healing in the most important way by the authority of the Son of Man. Through faith, the paralytic, his faithful friends, and all believers are able to see past the symptoms, past the pain and disability, and to the perfection and wholeness of God. Through faith, all such believers are able to see that on the cross, Christ not only saves in some general spiritual sense, he not only bears their sins, he bears the effects of all illnesses in his perfect body. He suffered from our sins and from our illnesses. He died because of them. And what's more, he rose victorious over them as the great physician who heals us before God through word and sacrament. When we suffer, we can, with tidings of comfort and joy, proclaim that through faith in Christ, we are in perfect health before God. By sight, we see suffering and illness. By faith, we see perfect health. Until our Lord returns, we will continue to suffer in that theology of the cross. Yet we thank God that through the eyes of the same faith as that of the paralytic and his friends, we can see through our suffering to that day when our Lord will make us whole physically as he has made us whole spiritually through the gift of faith in him. What no philosophy can do, what no scientific discovery can accomplish, Jesus has done and still does in his church. He has washed and cleansed us from our sins. He has put the song of forgiveness into our hearts. Hopelessness and despair need not grip us, for he does abundantly pardon. That is the reason why the gospel is such good news. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.